support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Good morning, and here is the WSIU Almanac for the 10th of January. Today in 1904, Ray Bolger from The Wizard of Oz was born. 1970s singer and songwriter Jim Croce was born on this day in 1942. And also, happy birthday to British rocker Rod Stewart. He's 71. Locally, this coming Monday, January 16th in Centralia, there will be open auditions for Arsenic and Old Lace, running from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Centralia Cultural Society. The Dixon Springs Ag Center will hold a backyard maple syrup production workshop on February the 4th. And for more information and to pre-register, just call 695-2441. Another event in February with a sweet theme will take place at the Carbondale Civic Center on February the 3rd. It's the 2017 Taste of Chocolate, benefiting the Women's Center in Carbondale. IDOT is again supporting a road conditions website that you can browse to on your computer or your mobile device. The address, gettingaroundillinois.com. In Marion, the annual Hospice Red Carpet Gala is planned for January the 28th. That's a Saturday at the Pavilion in Marion. And the next round of U of I's Extension Services Master Gardener Program will begin on January 31st and run through April the 18th. This next class is being held on Tuesdays at the Wren Lake Visitor Center in Benton. And for more information, call the Murfreesboro office of the U of I Extension Service, 687-1727. And that's the WSIU Almanac for Tuesday. Enjoy your day. Good Tuesday morning. Here is your WSIU Almanac. In 1980, on this day, the Rockford Files aired for the last time on television. And in late night television, on this day 21 years ago, The Late Show with Tom Snyder premiered on CBS. Locally, Wabash Valley College is thinking spring thoughts, and they've announced a softball camp, which will be held on January 28th, and then the very next Saturday, February the 4th. The camps for girls 7 to 17 will be held at Wabash Valley College's Spencer Sports Center Gymnasium. In just two more days, the Marion Cultural and Civic Center will host a free preview of Masterpiece Victoria, co-sponsored with WSIU Television. Start time, 7 o'clock. Between now and spring, remember controlled burns are being conducted on Shawnee forest land. Now, these burns get rid of invasive plants. They decrease the amount of fuel on the forest floor. And studies have shown that prescribed burns also create more habitat for forest-dwelling birds. For more information about these, if you want to plan a hike and you would like to know if there will be burns going on where you're going hiking, just call the Shawnee National Forest Headquarters in Harrisburg at 618-253-7114. And the Forest Service also wants you to know that there's a new telephone tip line that you can either call or send a text message to report possible illegal or suspicious activities. The phone number, 618-201-3364. And that's the January 10th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.